May what I say and what you hear be in the name of God. Amen. A number of years ago, I had someone who was very close to me that I trusted totally who betrayed me. It was difficult. It was something that I don't think that I will ever get over. But it is someone that I will say I have forgiven. I forgave them because they came to me and asked for forgiveness. But what I said then, I still think about. What I said to them was, you know, I can forgive you, but I can't trust you right now. Trust is not something that you can simply give to somebody, but trust is something that needs to be earned. It is something that needs to be cultivated. It is something that needs to grow. And even though it may have existed in the past, if that trust is ever betrayed, it starts from scratch. We are living in a time when many people feel that trust has been destroyed. We are living in a time where we have heard people on both sides of the political spectrum say things that deeply hurt us, things that made us fearful, things that made us doubt. And to simply say, well, the election is over, everything is well, is totally unrealistic. There are people that are hurting. There are people that are joyful. There are people who simply don't know what to think, but no doubt there are people who feel like they really can't trust like they did before. I truly believe that we as citizens of God's kingdom need to allow that lack of trust to be real. We need to say, trust is something that needs to be earned and developed and cultivated through the life that we live together. It is something that politicians, again, on whichever side, need to earn and to work for. Because the way you can begin to trust someone yet again or for the first time is to have what they say believed and felt and known. I know for a fact that when I look into this congregation, I see a congregation of people that pretty much represent the American electorate. I see a group of people who hold highly different views. And I will say to you, there have been no winners and losers. We are all in this together. One of the things that I urge you to do is understand and truly begin to believe that we are citizens of God's kingdom before all else. In the midst of misunderstanding, in the midst of understanding, in the midst of hurting, in the midst of fear, we are a people who are called to live out our baptismal covenant. Thank God we have a baptism today to remind us where we are focused. We are here because someone took the time to bring us here and to pour water onto our heads and anoint our heads and to make us children of God through the power of Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. That is what identifies us above all else, living out the good news of Jesus Christ, the good news of Jesus Christ that accepts all people, accepts people no matter what they look like, no matter how they act, no matter how they love. We are here because we are followers of the one who loved all creation so much that he gave his life to make us whole. That is the proclamation of God's church, that all God's creatures are worthy of his love, that all God's creatures are called into his kingdom, and we, through the power of the Spirit, through the power of the baptism that happened to us and will happen to Maddox later today, have the strength and the courage to proclaim that above all else. When someone disagrees, that's okay, love. When someone says something hateful, you may not be able to trust, but you can love. We are called to be that witness in the midst of an unsteady and confusing world. I wish I had the answer for the American political system. But I do have the answer for us who are faithful followers of Jesus Christ, to love beyond all else, to reach out our hands to serve others, and to show Maddox and every other baptized person what it means to be faithful followers of Jesus Christ. We all belong here. Thanks be to God, not one person is excluded. Thanks be to God, I haven't been. Amen.